From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States Monday suspended negotiations with Russia on reviving a failed ceasefire in Syria and setting up a joint military cell to target jihadists. In a written statement, State Department spokesman John Kirby said this is not a decision that was taken lightly, accusing Russia and its Syrian ally of stepping up attacks on civilian areas. Kirby's comments come as Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday that Russia was concerned about the developing situation in Syria and is seeking to normalize it. That is the Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov speaking at a news conference Monday. He says we're concerned about the attempts by some participants of the process inside and outside Syria to act regardless of the decisions of the UN Security Council. We want to remove all obstacles standing in the way of achieving everything that has been agreed in relation to Syria normalization. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. A leading Egyptian al-Qaeda figure was killed in a drone attack in the rebel-held Idlib province, according to two jihadist sources Monday. They said Abu al-Faraj al-Masri was killed when an unidentified drone hit the vehicle he was traveling in Idlib's Syria's northwest. Suicide bombers struck two Shiite-majority areas of the Iraqi capital Monday, killing at least 10 people, according to security and medical officials. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Officials in northern Afghanistan say the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today on Kunduz. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. Meanwhile, the Taliban says they have captured several checkpoints in Kunduz. This is VOA News. The British pound slumped to a three-year low against the euro and fell against the dollar Monday. It comes after Prime Minister Theresa May said Brexit negotiations would begin by March. Low voter turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though citizens voted in support of the government's opposition to any future mandatory EU plans to relocate asylum seekers. The government claimed a sweeping victory, but analysts said the result was an embarrassing defeat for Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The United Nations is warning the lives of tens of thousands of refugees fleeing war and persecution are at risk of growing xenophobia. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi says the gravest displacement crisis continues to be generated in Syria.
We have run out of words to describe the death, destruction, and suffering willingly inflicted on civilians by the parties to that conflict, while states with the power to stop the war are simply unable to find the unity of intent required to do so.
He says the right to asylum is being undermined by xenophobia, as well as nationalistic and political rhetoric intent on linking refugees with security concerns and terrorism. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Moroccan police have arrested 10 women who had allegedly pledged allegiance to the Islamic State jihadist group and planned to carry out suicide bombings across the country, according to authorities Monday. The Interior Ministry says the all-female cell had tried to obtain the chemicals used to make explosive belts and were planning to attack vital installations. Belgium is wondering whether the world is out to get it after the small and divided European nation saw thousands of layoffs ordered by multinationals in the past month alone. The Dutch bank ING said Monday that it would cut 7,000 jobs, with at least half of them in neighboring Belgium, according to the group's Netherlands-based CEO. Hurricane Matthew is moving toward densely populated Jamaica and Haiti, unleashing winds that could destroy homes, down power lines, and cause torrential rains and landslides. On its current track, Matthew's center will glance past Jamaica today, dumping heavy rain as it makes landfall on Haiti and then head to Cuba. Yoshinori Ohsumi of Japan Monday won the Nobel Medicine Prize for his work on autophagy. That's a process whereby cells eat themselves, which when disrupted can cause Parkinson's and diabetes. It's a fundamental process in cell physiology with major implications for human health and disease. The process is essential for orderly degradation and recycling of damaged cell parts. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.